Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Tea Time with Tara. I'm your host, Tara. Today, we are going to be discussing self-acceptance. This has been a huge journey for me this year, and I felt like it was time to share it with the world and just kind of talk about my journey and maybe help some of you out on yours. I have struggled with it my entire life, and I've always felt really awkward and just socially weird. Now I know that it's because I have ADHD that I kind of just blur things out or I'll overshare sometimes. The last, like I said, about, I would say it's been about a year, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a year and a half of really learning to accept myself as I am and kind of just be like, okay, well, not everybody's gonna like me. And that can be really tough sometimes, especially when you want to make a good impression on people or you just kind of feel like you need that external validation. But the truth is that you don't. And so that is a really big part of what I want to focus on today. You know the drill. Grab your favorite cup and let's get settled in. I already mentioned that self-acceptance is kind of self-explanatory, right? It's like signing a peace treaty with yourself, looking in the mirror and saying, you know what? I'm not just okay. I'm not bad. I'm fucking awesome. The quirks, questionable fashion choices, this whole person, all of me, is fucking awesome. I feel like, especially in this new era of social media, where we are constantly bombarded with primarily people sharing these lovely, perfect moments on social media. But self-acceptance reminds us that we're more than just the sum of our best bits. I think the biggest part of self-acceptance is accepting the not-so-pretty parts. I think it's, like I said, I know that I am socially awkward sometimes and I blurt things out, I'll say the wrong thing. And the truth is that you are who you are, right? You want to be a better you, hopefully. You can strive toward that. I think that that's a great thing. However, you also need to embrace the fact that there are just some things that are part of who you are. And that's what makes you awesome. So for me, I'm really silly and goofy when I am with the people that I'm closest to. And I might not be that way with people that I don't know. And that's because I am really self-conscious. And I know that I need to work on that. And I have been really stepping outside of my comfort zone socially more recently. I was actually just telling my boyfriend today, like, how surprised I am by how outgoing I've become over the last year. And it feels really good. But I do have moments still where I shut down, I get in my head a little bit. And I try now to remind myself that you're ruining this for yourself, right? You're going to sit there in your head and go over all of these reasons why someone might think that you're weird or that you said the wrong thing. And meanwhile, everybody else is hanging out, having a good time. So yeah, you fuck up. We all fuck up. That's just life. I think actually the perfect example of this, and I'm probably going to talk about this a lot. I talked about it on my ADHD episode. I talked about it when I was, or on both of my ADHD episodes, my first ever episode of the show, and then my recent update where I really fucked up when I tried talking to my now boyfriend. The first time that I spoke to him, I meant to like approach him like, hey, dude, you look like you're pissed off all the time. Like, what's going on? Because I'm kind of, that's my approach. I don't know. It's probably still not the best approach, but I didn't actually say that. Like, I kind of, it was almost like, hey, man, lighten up. I want to know about you, but you seem so closed off that I feel like I can't even approach you. But yeah, I definitely did not say it that way. I told him that he looked like a douchebag. And obviously, when it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh God, what did I just do? I felt like such an asshole. And to top it off, he looked at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And rightfully so. I think at first he was taken aback by it and was like, what? Like, why would you say that? And I was like, I don't know. It's just like the way you're standing. And it was his body language, but I couldn't articulate that. And so, of course, he's standing there next to his friend who is standing in the exact same position. And he's like, well, we're standing the same way. And I was like, oh, God, I've really, really dropped the ball here. And so I could have kept going and really gone on about why I think he looks like a douchebag. But instead, I said, I'm sorry. And we ended up talking a little bit, and I apologized profusely because I felt like a complete asshole because I've really just fumbled. I have never like approached somebody that I thought was attractive and was like, hey, what's up? Like, I am not smooth. I am the least smooth person, as you can tell by this story. And thankfully, he accepted my apology. Later on that night, actually, he reached out to me. He found me on Instagram because we like knew we had mutual friends or whatever. And so he kind of said to me, and it really put things into perspective in that moment, like, don't judge people just by what they look like. And I was like, wow, you know, here I am out in the world trying to show people that just because I have tattoos and piercings, that I'm not some tough ass bitch. I'm not like people usually think I'm a bartender or a hairdresser or something like that. And I'm like, no, I'm actually like I work in the pharmaceutical industry and I'm not a salesperson. So then people are like, oh, wow, okay. And the point is, I want to be out there breaking stereotypes, right? And I completely stereotyped him. Had I not accepted, like, yeah, dude, you fucked up, just let it go. Like, I apologized and then I had to just accept that I really dropped the ball and move on. Thankfully, he, like I said, slid into my DMs and we worked it out. But like, I could have beat myself up over that. Now we laugh about it because it is absolutely ridiculous that that is our story. I am a recovering people pleaser. I have honestly always kind of felt like I needed to keep the peace, to keep people happy. Sometimes I would impose expectations on myself. I would think that people expected something of me, even if they didn't necessarily. And it really damaged a lot of relationships. It really kind of messed up my life in a lot of ways. It really messed up my life. And I made bad choices retrospectively based on that. Like that I think that this is expected of me and so this is what I need to do. Meanwhile, that wasn't what was expected of me. And I've hurt myself, probably most of all, because I'm the one who ends up suffering the consequences. I am the one who has to pick up the pieces afterwards. And this year, I was forced to hit pause when I got sick in January. And it was a time for me to reflect a lot because I was going through like a really big transition period just in general. And I did this look at myself. And how am I contributing to my own suffering? What am I doing to contribute to this? Because it's not everyone else's fault. Yes, of course, things that happen, we don't have control over everything that happens in our lives. So there is that level of course, things happen around you or people do things that impact you. But then it's up to you to take ownership of your part in it and say, okay, well, this happened. Now, what am I going to do with that? How am I going to handle that? And that's something that can be really hard. It can be really painful when you start looking in the mirror and being like, wow, I really fucked up. I did this to myself. And for a while, I got stuck in that afterwards and was really, really angry with myself and was depressed because I made these choices and you can't change the past. So I'm not really sure what it was. I don't know if there was a specific moment. I don't think so. That helped me to snap out of that. I think that it was collectively my friends being really supportive of me and reminding me, like, dude, everybody fucks up. You're being way too hard on yourself. You need to forgive yourself because you're just hurting yourself more by beating yourself up over this shit. Let it go. It is what it is. You've done everything now that you can possibly do. So I started to prioritize authenticity. I started to prioritize how I am treating people and how I am approaching situations. And rather than what does this person expect from me? No, like I got to go in it with my best self and what I want and what feels good to me because I have to take care of myself. I cannot live for everyone else all the time. If you're constantly doing for other people and not doing for yourself, it's draining. It can be soul crushing, truthfully. I can think of a few examples where, you know, things that I did that I look back at and I'm like, why did you do that? One of the things was that I was dating somebody who I felt was very inappropriately touchy-feely with their friends. And I just don't feel like being that touchy-feely with your friends is appropriate. It's just not me, not my vibe. Everybody has different boundaries and different expectations and things like that. I didn't feel comfortable with it. And when I spoke up about it, it turned into a, like, why are you accusing me of blah, blah, blah? Why are you shaming me? Kind of like that. And rather than stepping back and saying, okay, well, this is an issue for me, and this is a fundamental difference in how we perceive how we believe one should behave when they are in a relationship. And so this isn't going to work. I didn't do that because I wanted to keep the peace. And I felt like, you know, maybe I can make this work because I do really care about this person. I do really like this person. And I know that this person really likes and cares about me. It was, like I said, it was just a difference in how we felt about things, but it was a big difference. And to make a very long story short, there were a lot of things like that, but I stayed in it to try and keep the peace. And unfortunately, that isn't going to last. It's not realistic. It's not healthy. And so when it ended, it wasn't pleasant. It did not end well. I did not end it well. I did not end it well for reasons that I don't feel like it's important to talk about here because I don't want to get into all my really, really personal shit. The point of it is that I really dropped the ball a few times and behaved in a way that I should not have behaved. But I really beat myself up over that, over how I handled it. That was the point. You know, I didn't just end it and say, look, I really care about you and I know that you really care about me, but this just isn't working. I let it get to an icky point and I'm not proud of how I behaved. And then I felt like I needed to justify it. I did have other reasons. It wasn't just that one thing. But I pushed people away because I, instead of just being honest and authentic about what I was feeling and what was going on and saying, hey, yes, you're right, I did fuck up, I would deny it or try to justify it. And people, that's very off-putting to people. It just, it's like, it's so much easier and it builds trust, I think, when you acknowledge your mistakes. And so when you're doing that with other people and seeing, oh, you know what? It is better to just kind of own up to your shit and do the best you can to make amends. And if you can't, then you can't. But doing those kinds of things really helped me to start forgiving myself because seeing other people give me grace reminded me to give myself grace, if that makes sense. All of that to say that self-acceptance for me has been quite a journey. My missteps have taught me to be more self-aware and to pause when I am having big emotions. I'm not always going to catch myself. I'm not always going to make the right choices still, but now I'm more self-aware, and so I'll catch myself in the moment when I fuck up, and instead of letting it go and it coming back to me later on like, oh, you know, when you did that last week or whatever, it was shitty. I'm catching it and being like, you know what, that was shitty. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have behaved that way, or I shouldn't have done that, or I should have done that, whatever. I can give a really quick little example. My daughter had a big mess in the bathroom, so she ended up needing to take a bath, and she didn't want to. She did not want to. Actually, it was a shower. She didn't want to take a shower. And I was like, you have to take a shower. Like, this is disgusting. So she gets in the shower. I convince her to get in the shower by listening to some music. Makes it fun for her. She likes to do her little dancing. Had a good time. Then she didn't want to get out. And so after cleaning up this mess of shit in the bathroom, I was just kind of annoyed and frustrated because then, you know, I had to fight with her to get in, had to fight with her to get out. And then she was crying because her hair was wet and she didn't like the way it felt because she's sensory sensitive and she doesn't like wet things on her body. It's a lot. Point being, I was already stressed out and overwhelmed and feeling frustrated because we had to leave the house and we were running late, obviously. So then she wanted me to blow dry her hair, and she's sensory sensitive, so the sound is also very stressful for her. So it's all, the whole thing was just a clusterfuck. And she started moving away from the hair dryer, and so I kind of snapped at her. I was like, will you just come here? And I caught myself because I was like, she didn't deserve that. She's just having a hard time right now. She obviously didn't mean to get poop all over the place. She is having just as much of a hard time as I am. And so I, in that moment, immediately after, I was like, I'm so sorry. That was really mean. I shouldn't have said that like that. I'm not trying to be mean to you. Are you okay? And she was fine. She didn't even notice that I had snapped. But I hope that doing those kinds of things will improve my relationship with her over time. I mean, she's four, she's almost five, but still, like, that's going to be a good thing for us. That is going to be something that strengthens our bond, that when I fuck up, I'm catching it and I'm saying, I'm sorry. So in all of our relationships, we do that, but then we usually beat ourselves up for it. And so if the other person can move on, if other people can forgive you, you have to learn to forgive yourself. Because it helps you to build deeper connections with people, whether it is friends or family or your romantic relationships. Now I know that I am being valued for who I am and not just for what I'm doing for other people, because that's what I felt like I was doing before. Like, I was caught in this loop of like, I have to do what people want me to do. I have to keep everybody happy. It was really miserable. And then I didn't have time for myself. I was constantly feeling overwhelmed because I wasn't taking any time to do the things that I needed to do for me. How am I contributing to the chaos in my life? Well, I don't say no to people. I don't say, no, I'm sorry, I don't have time for that. I just, yes, yes, yes. It's okay to say no. It's okay to set boundaries. And it's okay to fuck up and forgive yourself for not being perfect, because nobody's perfect. If you're constantly looking so far ahead about what you want to achieve and what you could be and what you want to be or do, you're never enjoying life because you're not in the moment. You're constantly somewhere else. It's okay to be under renovations and still throw that housewarming party. That's basically what it is in a nutshell. It doesn't always have to be celebrating like, yay, I was an asshole. No, of course not. You're not going to be like, oh, that was great. I love myself for that. That's bullshit. It's just, okay, yeah, you know what? It is what it is. I always tell other people, let it go. So if you've seen Frozen, if you are a parent, especially of a little girl, you have probably heard the song Let It Go 10 million times. And so that's how I feel. I'm constantly telling other people to let it go. Meanwhile, I wasn't doing that myself. So that's something that I'm really working on now, just letting it go. If those people don't like me, okay. If I hurt somebody and they don't want to accept my apology, okay. Sucks, but I can dwell on it and wallow and be miserable, or I can accept that that's just life and move on. I feel like now I'm just repeating myself, but the point is it's a journey. It's a constant journey, and that's okay. My therapist actually gave me some really great advice when I was having a really hard time forgiving myself. She told me to write down a couple of things every day that I am proud of myself for, things that I have accomplished. It doesn't have to be that specific day. It can be in my life. I didn't do it every day, but I did it enough where I was like, you know what? I'm really not that bad. I did some really awesome shit. I've overcome some crazy shit, and I'm still a good person. I know that about myself. I am so sure of who I am and who I want to be. So even when I am not who I want to be in that moment, I'm aware of that. And I can then say, I'm sorry, I wasn't being my best self, or I wasn't being who I want to be or behaving like I want to behave. I've done that in my relationship, and it's amazing how much that impacts your relationships, because instead of ignoring those fuck-ups, you own up to it, and it makes it a whole lot easier most of the time for other people to forgive you, as long as you're not a complete piece of shit and you learn from it and you don't keep doing it. Aside from mentally and emotionally accepting myself, I've also been on a body self-acceptance journey. And that has been a big challenge for me. I have had body issues my whole life. I was an early bloomer. And so by the age of 12, I was wearing a C-cup bra. By the age of 12, I was busty and curvy and always felt so self-conscious about it. I remember there were times when I was a little younger, but after my son was born, where I would wear something and my mom would tell me, oh, you shouldn't wear that because like of how it looked on me. And I was trying to accept my body as it was, but then hearing that and saying like, well, no, your body makes that look inappropriate felt shitty. So I was constantly like, oh, well, my body is inappropriate, feeling self-conscious about that. And so I would go on these like roller coasters of feeling really good about myself and then feeling really bad about myself. After I had my daughter, my body changed even more. I wasn't able to bounce back like I did when I was pregnant at 19. I couldn't drop the baby weight, and I would work out and I would diet, and my body was just holding on to it because I was breastfeeding. And so for some people, breastfeeding helps you lose weight, and sometimes it keeps the weight on. So once I stopped breastfeeding, the weight slowly started to come off, but I was still heavier than I felt comfortable being because it wasn't healthy. And I knew that I wasn't taking good care of myself. So when I got sick this year, I was like, bitch, you really got to take better care of yourself. So I started eating healthier and paying attention to what I'm putting in my body. I'm still not great at it, but I'm doing a lot better. And I am doing a whole hell of a lot better with taking care of my body and working out. And to be honest, there are times still regularly where I look at myself in the mirror and I pick myself apart. But then there are other times where I'm like, look at you, bitch. You've done so well. Like, you have worked really hard to take care of yourself and to be healthier. And you look strong and you look great. I lost 25 pounds. That's a big fucking accomplishment. I'm really proud of myself for that shit. It wasn't easy. It's not easy to maintain either, especially when I have psoriatic arthritis and I love food and don't always have enough time to work out because I am still trying to get the chaos under control here. But I'm always trying to remind myself, look, nobody's perfect. You've worked really hard to be where you're at and you're doing great. And if I didn't work out, okay, you didn't work out. Work out tomorrow. And instead of pushing it off and pushing it off, I do it. I commit to it. because you have to want to be better more than you want to be comfortable. No pain, no gain. I know, but it's fucking true. All right, everybody. I think I have rambled on long enough about this. I hope that this episode has been helpful. I am trying to mix things up. I feel like when I do solo episodes, having me on video doesn't really make any sense. So for the most part, I'm probably not going to do solo episodes on video unless you guys say otherwise. So reach out to me if you think I should still do it, and then I'll do it. Don't forget, nobody's perfect. That's normal. You're a human being who makes mistakes. And so when you're being forgiving of other people, remember to extend that same grace to yourself. If you would like to get to know me a little better, I recommend following me on Instagram at teatime.tara. That's where I am sharing stupid stories and funny memes, but I am also sharing empowering things and thought-provoking things and sometimes pictures of what I'm doing or with my friends or whatever on my stories. I'm trying to be just an authentic me now. So you'll see that if you follow me on Instagram and see my stories at teatime.tara. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you have liked, rated, reviewed, wherever, whether it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Your ratings help my show reach other people, and so they are really, really important. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I know it's wacky, it's crazy, but I hope that I am helping you guys. You know my motto. I just want to change the world one conversation at a time. Until next time, stay warm if you're on the East Coast in the United States, because this weather sucks. I am so ready to go into full hibernation mode.